Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. It's time for our weekly visit with Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. This is show number 11 in the series and is entitled Jim is the Justice of the Peace. It originally aired on April 1st, 1951.
Presenting Cary Grant and Betsy Drake as Mr. and Mrs. Blandings in a new series based on Eric Hodges' best-selling novels, Mr. Blandings Builds His Greenhouse and Blandings Way. Did you know that at any hour of the day or night, an average of 57 TWA Skyliners are flying the airways across the U.S. and overseas?
You love to fly
high up in the sky. You ride the airways, starry stairways,
smoother and swifter, flying the way.
And the best way to fly, TWA.
Mr. and Mrs. Blanding, starring Cary Grant and Betsy Drake, with Gail Gordon as Bill Cole. They say it's always fair weather when old friends get together. And that's generally true of Jim and Muriel Blandings and their friend Bill Cole. But once in a while, their conversation takes what is, to Jim at least, an unsavory turn. And that is when they touch upon the fact that prior to her marriage, Muriel was happily and frequently escorted by Bill. Such a conversation is in progress tonight over the after-dinner coffee.
Oh, that was a wonderful mad picnic, wasn't it, Bill?
It certainly was.
Did we ever tell you about it, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, well, did we tell you about... Oh, this I know you haven't forgotten, Muriel. Later, when we were sitting on the porch...
And the swing broke.
Yes. Did you hear, Jim? We were on the porch.
I heard. You were sitting there and the swing broke.
Oh, what's the matter, Jim? Don't you think it's funny?
It hardly seems hilarious to me. Besides, you might have hurt yourself.
Well, as a matter of fact, I did.
Really?
Now, why didn't you say so?
More coffee, anyone? It's good and hot.
Oh, yes, thank you, Maud, you divine angel.
Pour it all over him, Maud.
Jim, honestly, the way you talk, people will think you really are jealous of Bill.
Oh, why shouldn't I be? Maybe you've forgotten the way he kissed you at our wedding, but I haven't.
Jim, old boy, I should like to remind you that every man present at that melancholy affair planted a kiss on the bride.
Planted, yes. You tried to make yours grow.
Oh, my goodness, Miss Blandings. It's a wonder I'm not working for you and Mr. Cole instead of you and Mr. Blandings, isn't it?
Maud, there's an old Chinese proverb. Do not bite hand that is raised to sign paycheck.
Oh, Mr. Blandings, you're a
corker. Oh, come, Jim. Maud is a woman. She can't help showing her preference for me.
You really think any girl in her right mind would prefer you?
Well, look at the record. Remember Genevieve Bellows?
Genevieve Bellows.
All right, what about Helen Bassett?
Helen Bassett? Huh.
And then there was Gloria Pickett.
Gloria Pickett.
Yeah.
Oh?
Well, so much for that subject.
Just a minute. What about Gloria Pickett?
Eh? Oh, nothing.
Nothing? Oh! First night Jim saw her at the library, he came home, threw himself on the bed, and cried himself to sleep.
You don't deny that I took Gloria Pickett away from you, do you, Bill?
I wouldn't bother to.
You can't. After all, I was the one she invited to her sorority formal. Don't forget that.
I'm not likely to forget that night.
Well, anyway, that's all past now. After dinner liqueur, anyone?
Muriel won't forget that night either. Will you, Muriel?
Creme de menthe? Creme throw?
Bill, was that the night that you and I...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'll never forget that.
Blackberry cordial?
I've never known Lookout Point to be more beautiful.
Nor I. The stars were so close, you felt you could touch them.
Raspberry cordial?
It was so clear and quiet. Time almost seemed to stand still.
Gooseberry cordial?
I know. I could hardly believe it when the sun appeared beyond the hills. So round and brightly shining.
Had a cold?
No. You know, Bill, I had the strangest feeling that night that, well, that you were going to ask me to marry you.
I was.
Then why didn't you?
Oh, cold feet, I guess.
Cold feet.
That and no money, the long, hard pull ahead, the years it takes for a young lawyer to get established. I knew that I just couldn't make myself say the words.
Oh, Bill.
Shall we all bow our heads and blubber into our coffee cups?
You'll have to excuse him, Muriel. Jim has no soul, never did.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Blanding, but Constable Arquette's here. Constable Arquette? Mm-hmm. What does he want?
Oh, I'll go and talk to him. Is he in the den, Maud?
Yes, sir, he is.
Oh. Well, hello, Constable.
Yeah, howdy, Mr. Blanding. Ready to go to the meeting?
Oh, well, about that. I'm afraid I'll have to pass that up.
We've got a mighty important meeting tonight. Got to discuss the school bond issue. Appoint a new justice of the peace, settle a Widow Hickey's suit against the city, appropriate funds for a new fire hose. Besides, if you don't come, there'll only be four for poker.
That would upset the city government, wouldn't it?
Yes, indeed. When just us four play, it's all on credit. We need a substitute. Sort of had you in mind.
Jim, what?
Well, he's in quite a hurry, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, I'm not in much of a hurry. I'd like to see him.
Him? Oh, Bill. Well, he's not much to see, just a lawyer.
Let me peek around the door here as soon as I can get a look. One of them sneaky, neat fellas, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Him the kind that when they tip their hats, a summons falls out. Like to see him up closer.
Well, all right. Come on.
Well, hello, Mr. Arquette.
Hello, Miss Blanding.
Constable, this is Mr. Cole. He and Mr. Blandings went to college together.
Oh, college man, huh? Well, I went to college myself. Veterinary college.
Oh, how interesting.
Yep. Wrote a thesis on the hoof and mouth disease. For 2 years, I lived and breathed hoof and mouth disease.
Really?
Before I married Emily, I made her take her shoes off.
Isn't that romantic? What a scene for Lunton Fontaine.
Funny you should mention that. Emily said the same thing. Yes, my wife, Emily. Say, we better be going. It's almost meeting time.
Meeting?
Yes, it's a meeting of the Lansdale Civic Committee. I hope you and Bill don't mind, but I did promise the constable I'd attend.
Oh, we'll forgive you.
I was afraid you would.
Well, let's just start then. Bye, Miss Blanding.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Constable.
So long. You know, Mr. Blanding, I always try to bring home friends that are homelier than me. Of course, they're hard to find. Dog company, too, but at least I got peace of mind. Well, here we are.
Say, wait a minute. I'm parked by a fire hydrant, am I not?
What are you worried about? You're with the constable.
Oh, well, it pays to have influential friends, I see.
Yeah, come on. Well, howdy, fellas. I guess you know everybody, don't you, Mr. Blandings? Mayor Kronk.
Well, howdy do, sir.
Fire Chief Gibbon.
Howdy do.
Charlie Smoot here. Hiya. He's from the school board. Councilman Kramer.
Oh, good evening,
gentlemen. Yeah, let's see now. Yeah, meeting will come to order. I'll bank the game, and you can deal first, Charlie.
Hey, wait a minute. Give me a stack of chips.
Counselor, we don't give chips or credit.
Well, I come prepared tonight. That'll be $2, Mr. Blandings.
Hey?
Violation section 42A, parking in front of a fire hydrant. And up, you want to stand trial.
But you were...
All right, and give me a stack too, banker.
Yeah. All right, right. All right, deal them out, Charlie.
Yeah.
Let me see. Now, the first item of business is the school bond issue. And I check.
I can't open. You know, I'm not so sure we should spend the money for the bond issue.
Well, I don't know either.
No. I say spend it.
Charlie's a Democrat.
You go far.
All right, Charlie, we'll put it up to people next election. And now about Widow Hickey's suit against the city.
Wait a minute. I open for a nickel.
Paul, give me two cards.
Paul, give me one. I fold. Mr. Blandings?
I'll stay and draw three. Well, what about the Widow Hickey suit?
Oh, you didn't hear? Mildy Hawkins run the city road grader right over her cow.
A road grader? Mildy's a hot rod. Please, stop.
What happened to the cow?
You heard of condensed milk? Widow Hickey's got a condensed cow.
It's lucky you happened to notice that picture was playing at the Bijou. I've been dying to see it. Think we'll make it in time?
Oh, don't worry, Muriel. We'll catch the last show, all right?
Oh, too bad Jim couldn't be with us.
Isn't it, though? I hope he worries his little head off.
I didn't mean that. I just know he'd like to see the picture. I don't know why Constable Arquette had to drag him to that meeting. Jim has no talent for politics.
Oh, I don't know about that. Does he know anything at all about sound economical government?
No.
Does he think about the people and what they need and want?
No.
There, you see, he's a born politician.
Well, now that takes care of the new fire hose. Who dealt this hand?
I did, and I passed.
Now, our last business is to appoint a temporary justice of the peace to take Abby's place on account of Abby's gone to Fort Dix to see his son. I open for a quarter.
I pass. I'm out.
Me too.
Well, I'm in.
Would you repeat that, please, Miss Glenn?
I said, I'm in.
Well, good for you. I know you'll make a good one.
What?
Mr. Blanding is nominating himself for temporary justice of the peace. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion's carried.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations, Justice Blanding. Deal the cards.
Now, what happened? I knew I put my money in the pot, but how did my foot get in?
Well, you like the job, Mr. Blandings.
Constable Arquette, you tricked me into this.
And I thought you were my friend.
Oh, you couldn't be a friend of mine. You ain't ugly enough yet.
Well, Abby will be back Sunday. It's only for one day.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about being a justice of the peace.
Oh, it's simple. There's only two things that people come up for. To get married or for speeding. In either case, just tell them to slow down.
What's the weather like 10,000 feet over Cincinnati? Is it overcast at Philadelphia? Should I expect rain conditions near St. Louis?
No matter what weather question a TWA meteorologist is asked, soon he'll have the answer. A sound and dependable answer. For it's the business of TWA's meteorologists and forecasters to keep up with the constantly changing moods of the weather everywhere. To chart it, analyze it, predict it. And then give their answers to TWA's pilots and crews so they can better judge their speed and progress on their next flight. Along the way, pilots and crews of TWA Skyliners will get other helpful weather information. Some from briefing messages picked up at airports en route. Some from direct radio telephone conversations with TWA forecasters. So you see, every minute, night and day, TWA pilots know what to expect up ahead and what the weather's doing down below at their next stop. Predicting the weather is really a cooperative project, and a lot of people have a hand in it. The people who work at airports, private observers, and government observers. Taking all the information from all these sources and adding it to theirs, TWA meteorologists build their own forecast, a new one every 6 hours. And thus they're always a step ahead of developing weather conditions, ready to give the pilots every benefit of their vast weather knowledge and skills. And so today, TWA, Trans World Airlines, salutes all the meteorologists and forecasters charting the weather all along the TWA route from San Francisco to Europe and Bombay, and contributing in great measure to the safety and comfort you, the passenger, enjoy every time you fly TWA. Now the second act of Mr. and Mrs. Blanding, starring Cary Grant and Betsy Drake. When Jim Blandings was appointed temporary justice of the peace, he took this great honor in stride. When he hurried home only to find that Muriel and Bill Cole had gone out, he took that in stride. An hour has gone by. Bill and Muriel have not yet returned. If you listen carefully, you'll hear Jim Blandings still taking the matter in stride.
Operator.
Yes, sir.
Operator, give me the number of the emergency hospital, please.
Lansdale, 7783.
Thank you.
If it's an emergency, sir, I'll connect you with the hospital directly.
Believe me, it is.
Hold the line, please.
operator, cancel the call. Bill and Muriel, back so soon?
I hope you weren't worried, dear.
Worried?
Well, hardly. I was just dozing in the living room.
With the hall phone in your hand? My, what long arms you have, Daddy.
Oh, the phone. Well, my watch stopped, and I was just going to call for the correct time.
I'll put the phone back, dear. Hello?
Hello? This is the Lansdale Emergency Hospital. Did somebody at this number call us?
Why, no, I... Oh, yes. I think my husband called you for the correct time.
Called us? For the time?
That's what he said.
Well, tell him it's 1:15, honey, and to lay off the stuff. Sooner or later, it'll knock your brains out.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Oh, brother.
Who was that, dear?
A nurse from the Whitten Hour Watch Company.
Mr. Blanding, I thought I'd better bring the chocolate anyway.
Maud, what are you doing up at this hour?
Well, the way he's been carrying on.
Good night, Maud.
Yes, Mr. Blanding, good night.
So the jealous green-eyed monster stalked his lair.
I was not jealous. A trifle worried, perhaps, but not jealous.
But, Jim, all we did was...
Please, Muriel, I'm not the slightest bit interested.
Well, I'm not going to bore you.
We shall drop the matter entirely.
Did Anderson's have pistachio tonight?
It was too cold for ice cream tonight.
Oh. And how were the Nicholsons?
They're in the city this weekend. We didn't visit them.
Oh. We went to see a movie called Gypsy Blood.
Mm-hmm.
It starred Jennifer Jones. It was produced in Technicolor. It was released by David O. Selznick. And if you don't believe we were there, lick Muriel's fingers and you'll find traces of butter from the popcorn.
Now, stop, Bill. I'd have been disappointed if my husband hadn't been worried.
I was not worried. I stayed up merely to tell you about my appointment at the meeting tonight.
Wait till I tell you about the appointment I had with that hick buddy of yours, the constable. He had the nerve to give me a traffic ticket.
No.
On the way home. You're looking awfully pleased.
Isn't it?
Now, he told Bill he was a menace to public safety and that he should be banned from the highway.
Yes, but what especially did he nab you for?
Driving with my brights on. I'm to appear before the Justice of the Peace in the morning.
Well, in that case, maybe I can help you. The Justice and I are very close.
No. I can handle it. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to meeting the Justice. I shall tie the little rube in legal knots.
Well, maybe you should let Jim talk to him.
Oh, yeah. The little rube may be quite conscientious.
Oh, don't be naive. The whole thing is a racket.
Now, wait a minute.
No. You wait a minute. It's nothing but a petty swindle. The constable waylays the victims and the Justice fleeces them. Then they share the spoil.
I'm sure that isn't the case.
And I'll guarantee that nothing like that goes on.
Oh, your defense of these rhubarb Dillingers is touching. I wish you could be there tomorrow and see what a nincompoop I make of him.
Oh, well, I plan to be there.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, no, I wouldn't miss it for worlds.
May I come too?
How could you stay away? It'll be the trial of the year. Cole versus the Township of Lansdale. Nincompoop presiding. I hereby sentence you to a $5 fine and one day in jail. Next case. How am I doing, Constable?
Just fine. But cut out that one day in jail stuff. We can't afford to keep no prisoners the way food prices are these days.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
Now, listen, the next case is that friend of yours, Bill Cole.
Really? Oh, boy. Wait till we get through with him, huh? Where is he?
He's out in the hall. Shall I bring him in?
Yeah.
The bailiff, bring in Mr. Cole.
Yes, sir. Right this way, Mr. Cole.
Well, it's about time of all this crazy tomfoolery. Justice of the Peace Court being run like a Supreme Court.
Jim! You may call me Your Honor. You're the... Oh, no. I have been appointed by a committee of my peers for a term of one day.
So you're the judge. Muriel, come on in and see who's the judge. Oh, this kills me.
No, but it might get you 60 days.
Yes. Well, you've had your little laugh. Good luck on the bench, Jim. And take care of this, will you? I'll see you later.
Constable, if the prisoner makes a move toward that door, shoot to kill.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Fun is fun and all that, but this is ridiculous. I don't see any...
Order in the court. What's the charge, Constable?
Driving the lights too bright and being a menace to traffic. Passing on the wrong side and one-armed driving.
One-armed driving?
Yeah, he had the other not to make a turn.
Oh.
And resisting an officer.
Hey, what do you mean, resisting an officer?
Mr. Cole, I'm an old man. You hollered at me.
Well, I had to. You couldn't hear me.
What's that?
I had to. You couldn't hear me.
There you go, hollering again.
Oh, for heaven's sake, of all the stupid things.
I must warn you, Mr. Cole, you're liable to contempt of court. Now, how do you plead? Guilty?
Of course not.
Then are you represented by counsel?
I am my own counsel.
Well, if you're willing to risk that.
Proceed, counselor.
Now, look, this is so silly. I've seen you.
Proceed, counselor.
All right. Your Honor, as attorney for myself, I must ask that this case be assigned to another court. I don't feel that my client will get a fair...
Counselor, are you implying that this court is anything but absolutely unprejudiced and unbiased?
Well, I guess not. I withdraw my objection.
Good. Now, let's hear your pack of filthy lies.
What's that?
I mean, proceed.
Very well. I call Muriel Blandings to the stand.
Is Muriel Blandings present?
Here I am. Hello, dear.
Hello, Muriel.
She meant me. Take the stand, dear. I'll take care of this one, Bailey. Now, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you?
I do.
How much did that new dress cost?
$69 at Bergdorf's. I object.
So do I. Take it back. Next witness.
Oh, what is this? All right. I call Constable Arquette to the stand.
Constable Arquette?
Yeah.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but truth?
That'll be the first time, but I'll try.
Now, Constable Arquette, do you swear that I was guilty of passing on the wrong side?
Well, I can't really say. I wasn't there at the time.
What?
Don't expect me to help your case.
But you made out the ticket. You had to be there.
You're contradicting me. That ain't polite.
I can't help that.
I'm older than you. Especially ain't polite to contradict someone that's older than you.
Look, all I want is your testimony.
I ain't gonna say another word or you apologize.
Oh, I don't... All right, I apologize.
Well, that's all right. No apology necessary.
I give up.
Good. Now, Constable, tell us in your own words how you first observed this dangerous maniac.
Now, just a moment, Your Honor, please. When I say I give up, I mean I give up.
Oh, that's too bad.
I throw myself on the mercy of the court. What's fine?
You mean you don't want to stick around and tie us up in some more legal knots?
Now, please, I admit defeat. I'm guilty. Please let me be guilty.
You are hereby fined $40.
$40? What for?
$10 for driving with your brights on. $10 for passing on the wrong side. $5 for referring to the court as Little Rube. $5 for rhubarb dillingers. And $5 for nincompoop.
That's only $35. What's the other $5 for?
The time the swing broke. Next case.
Grant and Betsy Drake will be back with us in just a moment. Friends, did you know that TWA is the only airline that goes all the way across the U.S. and overseas to Europe, the Middle East, and India? Yes, you can board a TWA plane in 60 cities in the United States and fly to London, Paris, Rome, and other world centers abroad. And say, just ask anyone who travels a lot, and you'll find out that this one airline service is mighty important. It means you buy only one ticket. You enjoy the same courteous service all the way, and you don't have to worry about complicated connections. So fly the finest. Fly TWA, Trans World Airlines. Next time you plan a trip for business or pleasure, see your friendly travel agent or call your nearest TWA office.
You love to fly high up in the sky. You ride the airways, starry stairways.
Smoother and swifter, flying the way.
And the best way to fly, TWA.
Here again are Cary Grant and Betsy Drake.
Darling, I think yours is the biggest line in the whole world.
Oh, well, it is. TWA has over 32,000 miles of routes across the United States and overseas.
The line I was talking about was the one you handed me about Gloria Pickett. You didn't ever really take her out, did you?
No, dear.
The first time you saw her, You didn't go home and cry, did you?
No, dear.
You never even think about Gloria Pickett, do you?
No, dear.
Jim, what are you thinking about?
The beautiful shape of those TWA constellations. Good night, Gloria.
Good night, dear.
Tune in next week, same time, same station, for Mr. and Mrs. Blanding, starring Cary Grant and Betsy Drake. Brought to you by Transworld Airlines. Across the U.S. and overseas, you can depend on TWA. This year, by giving to the Red Cross, you are helping to mobilize for defense. Tonight's show is written by Charles Stewart and Mort Luckman, directed by Warren Lewis, and transcribed in Hollywood. Don Stanley speaking.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Thursday for another episode of Mr. and Mrs. Blandings, and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Also, please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the button on the right-hand side that says Become a Patron so that you can support our show. It's much appreciated. Until we meet again, in the words of Anonymous, common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it most never use it.